This is Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. I'm so glad you've joined up with me again today. Hey, we are still going through Paul's letter to the Colossians. What incredible revelation, what incredible insights into the person of Jesus Christ, who he is in all of his eternal glory, and what revelational insights into who we are now that we have put our faith in him, and Paul says that we are in him. Now, we are in day 23 in going through the book of Colossians, and we are utilizing a little devotional that I wrote several years ago. It's called Complete in Christ, 45 Devotions from Paul's Letter to the Church in Colossae. And again, we're at day 23, and we're at chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. So, Colossians 2, verses 9 and 10 reads, "For in him," that is talking about Christ, "for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." Isn't that amazing? That in Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. I think some translations say in human form. And then he goes on and says, "And you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power." You know, we know that the Colossians had been distracted and drawn away from the centrality of Christ into other speculative and super spiritual, mystical type teachings. And so Paul's answer for them was that they are complete in Jesus Christ. And he's making the point that Jesus is not an addendum or an additive that makes life run better and smoother. No, for Paul, Jesus Christ must be the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He must be at the center and the forefront. For Paul, Jesus Christ must be the sphere with which we live our lives. That's why he uses the word "in him." Paul says, "You are complete in him." Now think about this for a moment. In him, that is in Christ, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And we are complete in him. We don't have to go looking for something else. We're complete in him. And so, in him is the means by which we live our lives, through him, and the reason for which we live our lives, which is for him. So Paul sees Jesus as the complete source for all of life and faith. And he chides the Colossians for not holding fast to the head, that is Christ. In verse 18, he chides them for not holding fast to Christ. Oh, let me encourage you, hold fast to Jesus Christ. Cling to the Lord today. Everything that you need for life and godliness, you will find in him. Let him be your source. So Paul says that in Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In other words, listen to this. Jesus is not just one of the great spiritual masters in history, such as Buddha, Krishna, Confucius, and others, as our New Age neighbors would have us believe. And neither is he a mere prophet standing in a long line with other prophets, as our Muslim neighbors would have us to believe. No, Jesus is in a class all his own. He is unique. He is God incarnate. The fullness of the Godhead dwells in Jesus of Nazareth. So for Paul, the logical conclusion to this fact is that we do not need to seek out other sources for knowledge of God and spirituality. And I think you will agree, this Christ-centered message is amazingly relevant for the church today. Let me share with you, in regards to the uniqueness of Jesus Christ, let me read something that Napoleon Bonaparte wrote, the famous French emperor and general. Napoleon said, "I know men, and I tell you that Jesus Christ is no mere man. Between him and every other person in the world, there is no possible form of comparison. Alexander, Caesar, Charlemagne, and I, have founded empires. But on what did we rest the creation of our genius? Upon force. Jesus Christ, on the other hand, founded his empire upon love. And at this hour, millions of people would die for him. Yes, the Colossians, they were mixing their Christian faith with other paths of spirituality. Oh, but my friends, there is no place for mixture. Jesus and him alone is the object and the source of our faith. Now, this kind of mixture, which is called syncretism, is the mixing of different kinds of beliefs. And it was amazing, an article in the Dallas Morning News recently was entitled "One Part Jesus, Two Parts Buddha," and this article delineated the popular trend wherein many are concocting their own personal religions by borrowing what they like from several different religions and creating their preferred religious stew. In other words, they like Jesus, what he talked about love, and they like this about Muhammad, and they like this about Hinduism. And, according to this article in the Dallas Morning News, this is a popular trend in America today where people are adopting different parts of different religions and just creating their own, utilizing the parts that they like best out of all the different religions. This mixing of various belief systems is known as syncretism. It is an acceptable way of thinking in a postmodern world. Now, not in a Christian world, but in this postmodern world in which we live, in which we're not supposed to condemn anything or anyone, in which all religions are equal, and it is considered bigoted to claim that there is anything unique about your faith. So, this sort of thing is acceptable in the postmodern world in which we live. In the postmodern world, says that what we accept and believe does not have to be logical or reasonable. Think about that again. In postmodernism, the way of thinking, what you believe does not have to be logical or reasonable. It doesn't have to make sense. Instead, what matters in the postmodern world, does it make me feel good? That's what matters in the postmodern way of thinking. And so if it makes it, so the attitude is in the postmodern, well, if it makes you feel good, if that's right. No, my friends, we live in a world created by Almighty God, and some things are right, some things are wrong. Some things are true, some things are false. And sad but true, there are now professing Christians who claim to have a so-called second path to God and spirituality. Their first path being Christianity, and their second path being Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, or some other religion. When I was teaching at Oral Roberts University in the School of Theology, it was in relation to an assignment. I was teaching a course on world religions, and a group of students went to the local Buddhist temple, and they were greeted by a man who introduced himself as a Christian Buddhist. Yeah, the combining of different belief systems. It doesn't have to be logical or reasonable, but does it feel good? That's the way of thinking in the postmodern world. Others are being more subtly led away from Christ in their pursuit of subjective spiritual experiences. I've heard people, Christians, talking about going to the third heaven, and even heard of people having seminars. You know, these are confessing Christians having seminars teaching people how to go to the third heaven. And of course, Paul made a statement one time about how he didn't even claim it was him, although I have no question that it was him, but he talked about how he knew a man whether in the body or out of the body. He said, I don't know, but 14 years ago he was caught up to heaven, caught up to the third heaven, and heard unspeakable words. Now for Paul, this was a one-time experience. It had, at the time of the writing, it happened 14 years before this. And we don't hear about anybody else in the New Testament going to the third heaven. But yet, this is what I'm talking about. People getting distracted, pursuing esoteric spiritual experiences for which there's really no biblical basis at all. And this is taking them away from biblical Christianity and the centrality of Christianity. And these are the kind of people Paul was writing to and saying, no, you don't have to be running off out here or over here. No, everything that you have and need for life and godliness, you can find in Jesus Christ. In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And you are complete in him. And so, Paul's message to the Colossian church, boy, it rings loud and clear to our generation. The message is that in Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete in him. Oh, walk in him with your vision, your faith fixed upon Jesus. Cling to him. He will never fail you. He will never let you down. And you will find in him everything that you need to be an overcomer in this world. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. There are articles there. And also, there's a bookstore there. And if my email is there, if you want to send me an email, I'd love to hear from you. And we will continue this devotional study tomorrow on the Awakening Podcast.